Scrooge or the Insurance Policy, by Jesus Speaking in Prophecy.
Christmas is generally understood to be a time of warmth, of happiness, of goodwill to men, and of the spirit of giving. To some, however, particularly those who have recently experienced loss, those who are lonely, and those who have gone through difficult times, it can seem as if Christmas flaunts in their face everything that their life is missing. It's easy to resent Christmas and to feel that somehow it plays a part in how sad they feel. In the story, A Christmas Carol, Ebenezer Scrooge calls Christmas humbug and angrily demands, "What right have you to be merry?" He was looking at Christmas like any other time of the year and foolishly thought that happiness was all about the things that one possesses, the money that one has, or achieving one's personal ambitions. Besides the fact that Christmas celebrates my birth, which in itself makes it a special occasion, Christmas is meant to be a pleasant season filled with kindness and charity. The joy of Christmas comes from within. And although, as Scrooge later finds out, that joy doesn't fill your pockets with silver or gold, it can transform you from the inside and give you a fresh outlook on life. In the story, Scrooge's heart had been hurt by difficulties in his childhood and by a failed romance, and this caused him to harden himself against others and to resent the happiness of others. In return, he received only coldness and a measure of fear-inspired respect. In the end, having realized his errors and wanting to make amends for his ways, he learned to give to others and consequently was blessed with gladness and joy himself. One of the morals of the story is that you can only take out of the chest of Christmas cheer as much as you contribute to it. To avoid the futility and emptiness of Scrooge's humbug Christmas, you can take out an insurance policy for Christmas cheer. It's a simple plan. Give of your time and your efforts to better the lives of people around you. Give to others more than you hope to receive from them. Open your circle of friendship to those who are more alone than you are. When you do this, you will receive the dividends that God has promised. Getting everything you've wanted will not make your Christmas special. The unique and distinctive bliss that is available at Christmas time comes through the love and consideration that are unselfishly shared with others. Start working on your policy today. During this Christmas season, I ask you to think about giving. I ask you to remember what I gave you by coming down to earth and what I have given you personally since then. Think about the little things and the big things, the prayers I answered quickly and the prayers that took time, but which also show evidence of my hand in your life through the answers you've received. Take some time to reflect on your life from the perspective of all that you have received from me. Now I want you to ponder what you have given to others. Think of when you chose to consider the happiness and welfare of someone else more important than your own. Think of the times you sacrificed, the times you reached out to another, even when it was difficult. Then think of the blessings you have received for giving to others. Now think about what you will give to others this year. Pray about who needs something that you have to give. Think of the positive effects that will come about, not only in the lives of those you give to, but in your own life through your service to others. Think of how I will smile with joy when I see you doing your part to share and spread my love. I want my spirit of love to touch every life. I want the beauty of the gift of giving to be known to every person. For great joy accompanies the act of truly giving from the heart. So give, my children, and it will be given to you. Give my love. Give my truth. Give of your service. Give what you have to offer. Give my word to others. Give the touch of my spirit to everyone you can. Let your light so shine in this world that grows darker and darker. Be my Christmas candles shining to pierce the darkness. My love can enlighten the darkest and coldest hearts. The warmth of my spirit is a part of you. It is within you. You can make your life a tribute to the greatest gift that was ever given. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. Christmas commitments. This Christmas I will mend a quarrel, seek out a forgotten friend, dismiss suspicion and replace it with trust, write a love letter, share some treasure, give a soft answer, encourage youth, manifest my loyalty in word and deed, keep a promise, listen, apologize if I'm wrong, try to understand, examine my demands on others, think first of someone else, appreciate, be kind, be gentle, laugh a little more, express my gratitude, welcome a stranger, gladden the heart of a child. Author unknown.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.